The Sword of Bedwyr by R. A. Salvatore. Narrated by David Drummond. Copyright 1995 by R. A. Salvatore. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Grand Central Publishing, a division of Hachette Book Group, Incorporated, New York, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. These are the Avon Sea Islands, rugged peaks and rolling hills, gentle rains and fierce winds blowing down from the glaciers across the dorsal sea. They are quiet Barrandween, land of folk and fairborn, land of green and rainbows. They are the five sentinels, the windbreakers, barren peaks, huge horned sheep, and multicolored lichen that glows eerily when the sun has set. Let all seafarers beware the rocks of the channels near to the five. They are Pretoria, most populous and civilized of the islands, where trade with the mainland is the way, and cities dot the countryside. And they are Erlador, untamed. She is a land of war, of hardy folk as familiar with sword as with plough, a land of clans, where loyalties run deep as blood, and to fight a man is to fight all his kin. Erlador, untamed, where the clouds hang low over rolling hills thick with green, and the wind blows chill even in the height of summer, where the fairborn, the elves, dance atop secret hills, and rugged dwarves forge weapons that will inevitably taste of an enemy's blood within a year. The tales of barbarian raiders, the Hugoths, are long indeed, and many are the influences